In the film, Robbie Robertson, lead guitar player and chief songwriter in the band, explains to Scorsese that he had to call it quits because the decade plus of playing on the road had taken a tremendous toll.
It's a goddamn impossible way of life.
It is, isn't it?
No question about it.
It's a sentiment that students, parents, and teachers in the Philadelphia school district can relate to after a decade plus of financial volatility. This year, as the school district closed 24 schools and reduced its staff by 20%, one local music lover was having a revelation.
My name is Fergus Carey. I play the role of Fergie in the city of Philadelphia.
Fergie owns Fergie's Pub and Monk's Cafe, among other bars and restaurants in the city.
I've been dreaming about putting on the last waltz, Philly style, for years.
When the film came out, which features not just the band, but some of the top artists at the time, playing on Thanksgiving Day 1976, Fergie was a 13-year-old boy in Ireland.
It blew me away, some of the music, like the Eric Clapton, the Van Morrison, the Neil Young, was just like, oh my gosh, this is dynamite stuff. And the whole
this year, after talking with some local musicians and promoters, Fergie's dream of putting on a localized version of the show came together very quickly, as the Trocadero Theater in Center City agreed to host.
Oh my gosh, this is actually going to happen. And then it was like, well, we should do it for some good, too. So we decided to try and help the Philadelphia school children.
Fergie quickly recruited Andrew Lipke to be a band leader.
When Fergie and I were talking about where the money should go, we hashed out a number of different ideas. And really what seemed to make sense was kind of spreading the proceeds up amongst groups that are trying to deal with the problem in different ways.
Fergie hopes the show will raise as much as $30,000. 100% of the proceeds will be split up four ways between the advocacy group Parents United for Public Education, the school district's music instrument repair program, and two neighborhood school associations, one serving Andrew Jackson Elementary in South Philadelphia, the other Horatio B. Hackett in Fishtown.
And then that's one.
Yeah, because it's like one, two, three.
The main 11-piece band will include a full horn section. Another 21 acts will join them on stage to round out the set from the last waltz, including The Wait, Up on Cripple Creek, and The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down. At a rehearsal last week, many of the musicians involved in the project got together to polish some of the covers.
One, two, frap, bing, 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 bing.
Along with Lipke, Ali Wadsworth and Jim Boja will do three-part harmony on the band song Evangeline, sung in the film by Emmylou Harris.
Evangeline, Evangeline, curses the soul of the Mississippi Queen. That pulled her man away.
There's that big that. Let's do it again, man.
Wadsworth has looked on in disbelief at the lack of stability that Philly school kids have been made to endure.
It's upsetting because I had that as a kid, and I don't know what would have happened to me if I didn't have music in school and if I didn't have art.
Pulled her man away.
Now we got it.
Yep.
Great.
Drummer Matt Muir grew up in a house of educators.
Education and schools in general are very close to me, you know, and I have two young twin girls at home, so we're deciding where we're going to send our kids soon, so it's education always on my mind, you know.
Although Muir is ecstatic to be playing the part of his idol, Levon Helm, he's even more so to get the chance to actually play with one of the founding members of the band. Multi-instrumentalist Garth Hudson will join the ensemble for the last two songs of the evening, including Chest Fever.
We're going to take today and try to learn it, and I know when I come in as the drummer, I just know he's going to do some crazy stuff at the front of it, and then he's going to hit, meh, 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 and then I'm in. Song that I sing everywhere, bars, churches.
John Francis, who's playing the part of Bob Dylan, used to work for the Boys and Girls Club in South Philadelphia.
And I've seen firsthand how the Philadelphia school system is in need of a lot of attention, and in some places it's in need of a resurrection.
The show will take place tomorrow night at the Trocadero Theater. Tickets are $25. Doors open at 8 p.m. Show starts at 9. For WHYY News, I'm Kevin McCory.